just so everyone is clear, I believe in the necessity of gospel conversion for all of Christ's people. Every single person chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world is going to eventually one day come to believe the truth of the gospel and rely upon Christ for all of their righteousness before the Lord. And all of this is free. Salvation is free. It wasn't free for Christ, who paid dearly with his blood, sweat, and tears. But it is free to his children, his people. Salvation is a gift, and we just get it. Okay, we don't do anything to get it. We don't go to a shelf and try to take it off the shelf and then unwrap it as if it's something we have to do to get. No, it's just placed in our lap, unwrapped for us, and we just get to enjoy it as children do on Christmas Day. Every day is Christmas. And no matter how bad things are in this world for you, if you're a child of God, every day is Christmas. Because no matter what happens, you'll one day wake up in glory with the Lord of salvation and never be held to account for your sins. And this is a joy to contemplate. However, there are some that are going around stating that some elect people will never experience this joy on earth. They state that these people will walk around ignorant of God for an entire lifetime. Yet, because they are elect, they will wake up one day in glory and receive all the benefits of salvation. Some have taken this concept so far as to even believe in universal redemption. And this line of thought has been taught by certain primitive Baptists. Absoluters don't subscribe to this, but certain primitive Baptists do. It's not a large majority of them, but some do. But there are a large majority of primitive Baptists that I do believe in this privatistic non-gospel conversion here on earth. But in doing so, I think they're denying the true gospel. Salvation is manifested and experienced in time when life is imparted to every dead sinner by the Holy Spirit. And the gospel then comes as good news to each elect individual and is used by the Spirit to point each of his children to Christ. And to say this isn't going to happen is pretty ridiculous. But, you know, for some, I don't think it happens until much later in life. Some may even turn to the Lord in their last hours of life, in their final breaths. I've known some folks that turn to the Lord late in their lives. And I do believe in deathbed conversions. But these deathbed conversions, I think, while rare, they shouldn't be ruled out, but they shouldn't be thought of as the norm. It's a sad thing for folks to go, in my opinion, also without the knowledge of Christ their whole lives, only to turn at the very end to Christ. Yeah, turning to Christ is a joyful thing, but it's sad to contemplate all the years of joy and the life of joy that was lost. Because believing the truth and living each day in the knowledge of Christ is a joy. And I feel bad for those who don't understand and believe like we do. But just so everyone is aware, no, I'm not a primitive Baptist. I believe in the necessity of gospel conversion. All of God's people will experience conversion prior to joining the Lord in heaven. And I do believe we can have assurance. There are some primitive Baptists, actually many primitive Baptists, consider assurance to be presumptuous. I had an old primitive Baptist acquaintance. I would talk to him from time to time. Pretty popular guy. Well, not popular, but he was known. Mr. Phillips. He didn't have the same assurance that I do. And I find that to be quite sad because he was quite skilled at writing, and I think he understood the gospel, but he considered assurance to be presumptuous, and I don't look at it that way. Anyway, just a few thoughts for you as you begin your day today. Enjoy the Lord today. Remember that every day is a gift, and we have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be joyful for. We have peace and freedom and in this world, and compared to what others have gone through. And I know that there are some out there experiencing trials and hardships, and my thoughts and prayers are with y'all. And that's about all. Catch you later. Bye-bye.